Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. We make something beautiful, bring color and life to something that is known for destruction and violence. Every time we join together in prayer, in sharing from the hard parts and the joys of our life, we have this opportunity to make something beautiful out of things that might not appear so beautiful in the beginning. So if you have something you'd like to share this morning, something we can hold in prayer, some comment about the service, something about life for you at home or life in the world, we welcome those on Zoom to unmute. We welcome you in the sanctuary to stand up and wait for a microphone and tell us your name and let us know how we can join as community in prayer together.
Laura Litwiller in the sanctuary. I got to visit Marta in Minturn, Colorado. Marta is our youngest daughter, and I had a really wonderful visit. We had some great conversations, so that was a real answer to prayer. So thank you to those of you who were keeping me in your prayers.
We give thanks for new life in relationship. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Good morning.
Fidel.
Hi. I'm calling from Arizona, and I want to say happy Easter to everybody. And this is coming from Bukavu in Eastern Congo, from the Mennonite church there. And when you talk with the church members in Eastern Congo, there is one word that the pastors talked about. It's a fear. Every day they are going through fear of the attack, fear of being killed. And today we were thinking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the victory on fear. And we exhort each other about being in Eastern mood to go over the fear. And I want just to share also the fear of those who are in El Salvador, in prison. El Salvador is not only a prison. There is also a place, a church, the body of Christ over there. We want to pray for that body of Christ that is going through fear. Those who are in prison, among them are also the member of the body of Christ, that we can pray for them every time we hear and see pictures, a video of coming from that prison. And that's what I'm doing these days, to pray that the Church of Christ in the prison can be revived and make a revolution over there, because I believe that there are Christians among those in prison over. Thank you.
Fidel, thank you for reminding us to hold these siblings of ours in Eastern Congo, in El Salvador, those around the world who know fear and yet also hold on to this hope of the risen Christ. We hold each one. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
I'm Faith King. Many of you know that I travel from Aaronsburg to Lewisburg to work every day. Well, I was traveling on Friday and I hit a deer. It's the second one in 25 years that I've needed to have car repair on. I don't think that's too bad. significant damage to the car. I killed the deer, and that was, you know, not great. But within 3 hours, I had my estimate. I talked to my insurance claim was done, and I have an appointment tomorrow to take my car and drop it off and pick up my rental. So I really couldn't have happened any better. I could do without the $500 deductible, but you know, you can't have everything. The other thing is, I was my nephew Isaiah, who is a college student at Juniata College, was out hiking with his roommate, and they found a wallet that looked like it had been there for a while, and they picked it up and they couldn't read the driver's license, but they got the credit card out, saw the name on it, and did a Google search. This guy had been missing for 4 years, and they found his wallet. So they called the police and gave him the information, and it turns out they cordoned off the area and they found his remains about 200 yards from where they were. So that's amazing to me. I mean, it's sad, but it gave closure to the family. And what a freshman experience for Isaiah, poor guy. But at any rate, it's a blessing that they were able to find this guy. So that's it.
Thank you, Faith, for sharing in the life, the complexity, the beauty of life. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Jim Rosenberger, thank you for your words this morning. Also, last night, I want to say thanks for music in our lives. We had two folk storytellers and writers here at University Mennonite Church with Acoustic Brew, and their message was very similar. They spoke of freedom and hope, and it's nice to have that exposure, use of our building for the community. So,
yeah, and for this reminder that it's not a solo work. It is done in harmony and community. We give thanks for that. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Paul McCormick in the sanctuary. Two things to continue to keep in prayer. One is the students at State High and Delta and elsewhere in the school district who, some of whom are continuing to go through metal detectors when they enter school. And last Monday was certainly a day of tears and hugs and concern. And so continue to hold them in prayer. As well as students who we are now hearing about, one of whom in our school at Delta, who whose father cannot come back into the country. And families that are beginning to experience in our community separation as a result of federal policy. So, thank you.
We remember those separated by fear and those separated by the reality of policies that don't center family life. Let's just pause for a moment and remember the many who are suffering. God, in your love, hear our prayer. We remember Gladie Keener, who continues to be at home and welcome visitors, welcome interactions with all of us. Hope Brubaker had a knee replacement this week. It went well. She's not able to be with us in person. Not sure if she's... Hope is here. Hope, we are glad you are with us in spirit this morning. for those who are not able to be here, but are here in spirit. We give thanks for this community that reaches far and wide. God, in your love, hear our prayer. Join me in prayer. Rooted in the love of the risen Christ, we celebrate life unburied, life risen anew. We join the women perplexed as we look for the one we love, the one we serve, the one we follow, who is no longer in the tomb, but here among us, within us, around us. May we rise up, remembering that you, O God, are life, that resurrection embodies new life. And may we live as a risen people, not driven by fear, but driven by love, that love that accompanies us no matter where we go. Give us the courage to walk with those we know, to support those we know, to pray for those we don't know, to be willing to show up, to be your hands and feet in this world. Give us your strength, Holy One, that redeeming love may be made manifest, in us and through us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.